Control of the U.S. Senate currently depends on a single seat, and one of the most theatrical contests is taking place in Arkansas. The Republican candidate is dealing with a controversial divorce, and the Democratic candidate is trying to fill a job once held by his father. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is traveling down the Mississippi River, filing weekly reports, and this week he's in Arkansas.
As the Mississippi River flows south from Missouri, it rushes into the wide, fertile, flat plains of the Mississippi Delta. After the mighty river passes Memphis, a modern metropolis of railroads, superhighways, and airports, all of which have moved people away from dependence on the river, it reaches Helena, Arkansas.
Mark Twain, this was, of course, one of the places he remembered.
Terry Buckaloo is the assistant director of the Delta Cultural Center and Museum in Helena, which features exhibits on local artists as well as the Delta's most famous cultural export, the blues. Sunshine Sonny Payne hosts a blues show at noon every day from the Cultural Center.
Pass the biscuits, cause it's King Biscuit Time on KFFA Radio.
We were the very first radio station to ever have blues, or for that matter, Afro-American people on the station. We were the very first here in the Delta.
In Oliver's Restaurant, just steps from the river, Museum Director Terry Buckaloo recalls when Helena's nightlife created river legends.
Robert Johnson, of course, lived here for a few years, Muddy Waters. Most of the greats of Chicago blues came through Helena on their way to Chicago. Little Walter lived here, James Cotton. Of course, most famously, probably Sonny Boy Williamson.
Today, the town of Helena knows its own kind of blues. The downtown is on hard times, with boarded-up buildings and vacant, sad storefronts looking out on Cherry Street, the town's main boulevard. Today, the talk of Helena is all about lack of economic opportunity. Joanne Smith is the former mayor of Helena, where unemployment has been over 10%, about twice the state average.
The economy is very important to people because their future depends on it, and even if your own job is secure, you still are concerned about those things when it's so prevalent.
The current mayor, Robert Miller, a Democrat, says the town's growing disillusionment with Democrats may increase the level of support for Republicans in this area of the state. And he notes that the Delta area of eastern Arkansas is very different from the western part of the state, where an older, whiter population votes more heavily Republican.
There is no comparison from a person who's from the Delta as a person from western Arkansas. You're talking about two different countries altogether. We do speak the same language, which is English, but that's about all.
In Little Rock, the state capital, the state's county officials last week held a forum for candidates, including the two U.S. Senate candidates, Democrat Mark Pryor and Republican incumbent Tim Hutchinson. Tom Ridge, the Bush administration's director of Homeland Security, also spoke here. But in an interview outside the convention hall, Senator Hutchinson said even with Ridge's visit stirring up the issue, Homeland Security is not a critical issue for Arkansas voters in this election. Instead, Hutchinson spoke about the economic concerns of older voters, including many of the retirees rapidly moving to the Ozark Mountains in the northwestern part of the state.
The big issue statewide, the big concern of people statewide is prescription drugs. And I don't think there's any doubt about that, because you're either affected yourself, or your parents or your grandparents are affected. It is a cloud that looms over the future of senior citizens, and that has been a huge part of the debate. And it's something I hear all over the state, in the retirement communities of the Northwest, to the poor seniors on Medicaid in the Delta.
Hutchinson is an ordained evangelical Baptist minister in a state where family values and tradition count heavily. They counted heavily in his favor when he won his first term in 1996. But since then, he's divorced his wife of 28 years and married a younger woman, a former staff member.
I think it has been an issue with a lot of folks in Northwest Arkansas. And we've just had to have a lot of heart-to-hearts, and the energy and the willingness to get out and vote, that's back. And that's what we've got to have in Northwest Arkansas. We've got to have not just a high percentage, but a high turnout in order to win.
Later that night, at a Lions Club fish fry in Grady, a small farm town just outside of Pine Bluff, the Democrat Senate candidate, State Attorney General Mark Pryor, tries his hand at the retail politics that Arkansas still demands. The fried fish, hush puppies, and watermelons, as well as the music, are all being dispensed by convicts, dressed all in white from the nearby state penitentiary.
I'm Mark Pryor. I'm running for the U.S. Senate.
Thanks, Daddy.
Doing great. Doing just fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Many of the voters see Pryor less as the Attorney General than as the son of the former governor and former senator, David Pryor. All over the state, local politicians report that Mark Pryor's dad has been working hard to get his son elected, sometimes reminding people of favors he did for them and asking them to step up for his son. That has led Hutchinson to say he feels like he's running against both the father and the son.
You know, a lot of people see me as David Pryor's son, and there's a large reservoir of goodwill for my father, though. People really respect him and appreciate him. He really was sort of a champion for the people of the state and was able to get a lot of things done by being very common sense and very moderate.
And is he working hard on this campaign with you?
You know, as many yard signs as I put up that guy over the years, he better be working hard. No, actually, he is working hard. I mean, he's retired, but he loves politics. He's a master of politics. People love him. And so I have asked him to just get as involved as he wants to get.
Unlike other GOP candidates, Hutchinson has spent a lot of time campaigning in the traditionally Democratic stronghold of eastern Arkansas, such as Helena and another river town with economic woes, Osceola. That may explain why some polls show Hutchinson with a single-digit lead. Attention from the incumbent to this part of the state has helped to blur party lines. Even in Osceola, a town where Democrats outnumber Republicans, in this Senate race people are talking mostly about the personalities and the families of the candidates. Reverend Tom Doty of Eastside Baptist Church in Osceola.
We've got some folks that are Democrats that dyed in the wool. That's what they've always been. That's what they will always be. You may have some that are Republicans but won't tell you. Then you're going to have the biggest part of them who'll say, I'm at the spot now that I'll vote for the man that I think will do the best job.
That kind of personal focus can be frustrating for the two national parties. Both see Arkansas as a potential key to control of the Senate and the nation's political agenda. And both wish they could persuade Arkansans to see it that way too, as a historic contest between national forces rather than as a local family feud. But then the people who live in the long, deep valleys of the Mississippi River often have their own ideas of what history is all about. Juan Williams, NPR News, Osceola, Arkansas.